Well, good evening. Thanks for coming tonight. Slight change of plans, a little bit different. If you've got questions ready to go for our Wednesday night question and answer time, hold those questions till next week. If you can't hold an entire week, then send me an email and I'll reply to you with the doctrine of patience in my email reply. In any event, tonight we have a guest. I'm thankful to have Paul Miles here from Kiev, Ukraine. He asked if he might have a few minutes to present a brand new mission field that's just getting started, just getting off the ground, called Bold Grace, which I like. I like that, Bold Grace. That's when he first told me about it, it hit me as pretty exciting. I want to learn more about it because it is new, just getting started. Paul and his wife Lena have been invited to be a part of this. It's something they're praying about, opportunity to serve as missionaries if the Lord opens that door and supports that. So we'll learn a little bit about that. Bold grace. Is that contradictory? Is it complimentary? Shouldn't all grace be bold? It's like free grace. Sometimes I hear the term free grace and I want to stop him and say, wait a minute, all grace is free. If it's not free, it's not grace. Same thing with bold grace. I wonder, you know, it's like, this is terrible, but they had those commercials in the recent years about rich but yet smooth, right? Remember those? Rich and smooth. Could we do something similar here with bold and grace? I don't know, maybe. In any event, for those of you that have not met Paul, Paul's been here a couple times already. Before he went to Ukraine for the first time, he visited us on a couple of Wednesday nights and on a Sunday morning. We had an opportunity to meet him. And, of course, living in Kiev, Ukraine means that he's very familiar with Bob the Son and with Jim Myers and the local church over there. So we have, even if you've never met him, you probably know about 20 people in common with him. And so hopefully what I'm trying to do is make him feel relaxed and at home and he's not around strangers. So, Paul, would you please come and give us your report?
Click. Okay. Hello. Thanks for having me. It's great seeing everybody today. I'm here to present this new ministry, Bold Grace, that we're launching off the ground. I'm going to give you a quick introduction of who we are, where we serve, what we do, and how y'all can be involved with this new ministry. Here's a picture of me and my wife, Lena, there in Kiev, next to some historic Orthodox church, or supposedly St. Andrew went after he died, or some crazy superstition. My name is Paul Miles. That's what my birth certificate says. My friends call me Pasha, though Pasha is short for Pavel, which is the Russian equivalent of Paulos. They have a hard time saying Paul. They say Paul, which means floor. So... I'm the director of Bold Grace Eastern Europe. I have a bachelor's degree in Russian, and when I was concluding that, I started looking around at where I could possibly serve in the Russian-speaking world. And I did some research, and I came across the Jim Myers Ministry, which you're familiar with. You've been supporting...
Oh, my goodness.
You've been supporting Jim Myers and Phyllis out there in Kiev for several years now. I know Pastor Bob has been out there to teach in the college. Great school, great church. And I thought, okay, this is a good place where I can move, I can live, I can work, I can continue working on my my seminary degree and rub elbows with other solid free gracers and perhaps start a ministry in the future. And recently that opportunity has presented itself. I since then finished my master's in theological studies. I'm now working on a doctorate of ministry. I've gotten married to this beautiful woman, Lena Miles. She's from Dnipropetrovsk, which is just as hard to spell as it is to say. It's a city there in Ukraine. She has a master's degree in English translation. She currently serves as the translator at Word of God Bible College. So Bob has worked several hours with her as a translator. Very good translator. I might be a little biased, but I think she is the best one in the world. I mean, we will watch documentaries with these very highly paid professional translators, and Lena just gets frustrated with how poor of a job they do because she can do such a great job. This is Grant Hawley and his family. Grant is the pastor at Grace Bible Church in Richardson, Texas, up there close to Dallas. He's actually the one that started Bold Grace Ministries. Lynn and I are just starting Bold Grace Eastern Europe, which is a branch that will be working out of Ukraine. Grace Bible Church in Richardson is a solid free grace church. Grant's been published in the Journal of the Grace Evangelical Society. If you're familiar with this publication, it's a great great scholarly journal. Bold Grace, the ministry itself, is actually a ministry of Grace Bible Church there in Richardson. So that's kind of who we are, where we serve. This is Ukraine, the big yellow spot there. It's a lot bigger on the risk map. I was shocked whenever I saw it on a real map for the first time to see how small it was. Kiev is the city where we live. It's a very historical city. Here in this picture we see the Pechersk Lavra Monastery and the Rodina Mat statue. This picture really sums up the secular culture that we have in Ukraine. There's a mix of the post-Soviet atheism that's running dominant in the society, along with the very superficial Eastern Orthodox religion, which people are a part of, even if they don't believe in God, just because they were dunked in some water whenever they were babies. It's very unfortunate to see how theologically confusing this world can be. So, what we do. This is our website, www.boldgrace.org. I'd encourage you to check it out sometime. Our website has articles, media. We've got some cool videos up there and everything. So on a variety of topics, we've got some really cool articles. I'd recommend checking it out if you get a chance. In the future, we're trying to develop this to where we can have a bookstore to sell some books as we start publishing some of our works. Here are some projects that we have been working on in the past and some that we hope to be busy with in the future. I have written some articles for the website. I've been working on a three-part series on Bible translation lately. If you're familiar with this work by John Cross, Stranger on the Road to Emmaus, we met with some missionaries from Good Seed, and they came to Kiev. We're trying to help them in their translation process in the future. Something I've been involved with is transcribing the collection of sermons that Zane Hodges delivered a few years ago while he was still alive. Victor Street Bible Church has been compiling some of his sermons into books. We've translated some tracts. There's this thing up here in the top. Are you familiar with what that might be? This big page on the center? Can you tell what that is just by looking? This is a harmony of the Gospels. We saw the picture of the Lavra Monastery up there. Kiev has been a Christian city for 1,000 years now. Cyril and Methodius moved there as missionaries back in 800-some-odd A.D. They formed the Cyrillic alphabet. This has been a Christian society officially up until the Soviet Union, and they had 70 years of atheism and whatnot. But there is not a single harmony of the Gospels that has been published in the Russian language yet. There are so many valuable tools such as harmonies of the Gospels, lexicons, stuff like this, that should be available, but nobody has ever taken the motivation to actually try to form. So something that we're wanting to do in our ministry is to translate some of the good English materials that we have available, as well as form new materials in Russian as a first language. So that's kind of a clue of what we're doing. Here are some faces that should be somewhat familiar. There's Lena in the front row, and behind her on the right, there's Bob III. This is the college, Word of God Bible College, there in Kyiv, Ukraine. This is where Lena is currently serving as a translator full-time. We're hoping that our ministry will be able to grow to the point to where we can outsource our translators to work full-time with the college, as well as working with document translation and writing ministries as well. So that's kind of an idea of what we're doing. How to get involved? What could we possibly be doing? One thing is writing articles. At our website, we have a lot of articles. We're trying to compile good materials for people around the world to read in English as well as Russian. I know that here in Austin Bible Church, we've got an excellent teacher. We've got a training program. So if any of you are skilled writers and would be interested in writing for our website sometime, please feel free to come talk to me. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Another thing is financial partnership. Lynn and I are blessed to live in a city that has a very low cost of living, but we still have to raise enough support to be able to focus our attention on the ministry and the goal. So if you are able to give and wouldn't be compromising any other financial obligations, we'd be glad to talk to you about that. Programming. We're trying to form different apps for Androids and stuff. This is one of those things that I know very little about. I can get you in contact with Grant, though I am the most computer illiterate person in the world. But if you have skills with programming, come talk to me. I can get you in contact with Grant. He's really interested in trying to help get some programs up and running. Design. If you're skilled with design or photography or various artistic things, we'd love to talk to you. We're trying to keep our website very presentable and kind of hip-looking. So if that's your skill set, come talk to me. I'd love to talk about how we can use your design skills for our ministry. And this is a really big one, translators. We work in Kyiv, which is officially a Russian and Ukrainian speaking part of the world. But we're also trying to find translators of any other language. We're already in the neighborhood of working on translating with Russian, so we said, if we can find some Spanish translators, that would be excellent. A lot of our clients that we're wanting to work with are here in Texas, where Spanish is a predominant language. So if you happen to have good translation skills, if you happen to know somebody that is a translator who might be interested in coming to Kyiv, we've got some interesting opportunities that I'd like to tell you about. For perhaps you can study with me in Tyndale for a good rate. So if that's a skill that you or someone you know has, please come talk to me. So I won't take up any more of your time. Here's my contact information, or I'll be moseying around afterwards. You can come talk to me if you have any kind of skills or just want to hear more. So that's all I've got. Thank you for your time.